Will you be that man? Will you be that woman that will really, totally surrender your life to Jesus Christ, no matter what the cost may be in your own personal life? There should be at the entrance of every church this poster, "Men and Women Wanted for Christ." That's what God desires and what God is looking for today.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. 50 years ago, Raul was living in total rebellion against God, and his sin nearly cost him everything. Then he surrendered to Jesus and gave the Lord total control of his life. For a free DVD sharing the story of Raul's journey with Christ, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our focus, setting a strong course with God in the new year. Today, Raul will encourage you to honestly evaluate the state of your heart before Christ and consider whether you've ever fully surrendered your life to His Lordship. We'll see that giving God lip service and occasionally attending church falls far short of the intimate, life-giving, freedom-filled relationship you can enjoy with Christ. Let's listen as Raul begins today's lesson.
What I want to do is I want to share with you something that not only has been in my heart, but something that I see that is needed in the body of Jesus Christ. How can God use my life? Or when God is looking for a person, what kind of a person is He looking for to use? And I don't know if you would like to be used by God, but that's something that you have to come to an understanding in your own personal life. That when you ask God to use your life, are you willing to count the cost of serving Him? And so this morning we want to look at a life that is fully surrendered to God. A life that is fully surrendered to God. How do you do that? Well, Paul the Apostle, in writing a letter to the Romans, he had been writing in chapter 1 about sin, 2, 3, and 4. And then he talked about not only sanctification. And then in chapter 12, he tells you, now that you know who you are, this is what God expects of your life. And one of the things that God is expecting of our lives is a full surrender of our lives to Him. Fully, completely in submission to Him. I'm reading out of Romans chapter 12, beginning with verses 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now we understand that when Jesus not only was serving His own disciples all the way through in serving them, He constantly began to share with them that He had come to save that which was lost. And He gave them the understanding from the beginning of His ministry that He was going to die, He was going to rise, and that He was going to leave, but that He was also going to come again. But it seems somehow that the disciples were not really tuning in to what He was saying. I think that all of us here, including myself, have to come to a place in our lives where we're fully, totally committed and submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That we will do anything that He asks us to do. Now, the reason I say that is because in the Old Testament, then Paul is asking not only for us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Remember, in the Old Testament, they used to kill the sacrifices. And that is, they used to take the lamb And they would actually put their two index fingers on the nose and then the thumb below underneath the jaw. And they would take the knife and they would stick the knife into the throat and cut the jugular. And then the lamb would be bled. And the blood would be taken for the sacrifice, the sprinkling of the blood. And then the meat would be roasted and given unto the Lord as a sweet smelling aroma. And the other part would be given to the priest. And we know that Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He totally submitted His life for us. Christ gave Himself for a sacrifice in death. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us and washes us from all of our sins. And yet when you think of the thousands and ten thousands of men and women in Christian work, brilliant men, brilliant women, rarely gifted men and women who not only are making a great sacrifice in their own personal lives to work for the Lord and to give themselves to the Lord. Even in those 10,000s of thousands of people, there are so many that are not fully committed and surrender their life to Jesus Christ, even though God uses them. A person that is fully consecrated and fully surrendered to God is a dangerous tool in the hands of God. The devil will hate you. He will hate you so much. What about you? Will you be that man? Will you be that woman that will really, totally surrender your life to Jesus Christ, no matter what the cost may be in your own personal life? There should be at the entrance of every church this poster, men and women wanted for Christ. That should be our model. Wanted for Christ. Not just to become a church member, not just to come to church, but to be committed and to be used of God in my life, not only in the church, but outside of the church. Where my life 24/7, 365 days a year, it is being used and spent for Jesus Christ. That's what God desires and what God is looking for today. Men and women, they will come to Him. Men and women, they will recognize that it's no longer I who live it, but Christ lives in me. Men and women who recognize that I am no longer my own, but I am now God's property and I have become His temple where He now lives and dwells. As a matter of fact, Paul the Apostle, in writing to the Corinthians in chapter 3, 16 and 17, said this to them, "Don't you know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." If you're a child of God, you have no business over your body any longer. It doesn't belong to you anymore. It's under new management. It belongs to the Holy Spirit. And what I find interesting in looking at the word temple in this verse in the Greek language, the word temple here, it's in reference to the holiest of holies in the Old Testament, where the high priest could only go in once a year on the day of Yom Kippur to offer his sacrifice for himself and for the people of God and for the nation. And now we have become that holies of holies, where God lives, where God dwells. And then Paul the Apostle also in 1 Corinthians 6, 18 and 19 said, "Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside of the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own any longer?" You don't belong to yourself anymore. It's not your private property. It's God's private property now. If this is so true, then I need to be careful how I live my life for Christ. I need to give myself to God, every part of my body, every part of my mind, every part of my soul. It is like the story of the Indian that went to church. And then they were going to receive the offering and the ushers began to come to the side of the aisles. When the basket was being passed around, it came to this Indian and he looked at the basket and all the money in the basket and he stood up and he looked around and he got into the basket inside and he said, Lord, this is all I got to give to you. God doesn't want your money. He wants you completely, fully. To serve Him and to love Him and to worship Him. But I do want to warn you that before you ever surrender your life to Jesus Christ, I want to warn you, Satan will hate you. He will come after you. But even though Satan will come after me, I have these comforting words in my own heart, in my own life. When I read them, they always bring peace to my heart. Because not only do I have the power to say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke thee, Satan. But I have the power to say, greater is he that is in me than he that is of the world. Christ rules. Christ reigns in my life. I'm not afraid of the darkness because the light is greater than the darkness. You see? We need to be fully surrendered to Jesus Christ. God has been so good to us. And we need to continue to know Him and to worship Him. And when I'm talking about worshiping Him, when the Samaritan woman came to Jesus, and the Lord asked her, hey, have you ever been married? He says, well, I've had 5 husbands. And Jesus says, yeah, and the one you're living with today is not your husband. And this woman had been around. She had no peace in her life. But she came pursuing and seeking after God. And once the Lord began to speak to her and began to reveal Himself to her, then she was able to surrender and submit her life to Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said to her, God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. Now that's kind of neat. The word truth is, in the Greek, it's very rich. It says, God is a spirit, and those who worship God in spirit and in reality. God has to be real in your life, in my life. The cross of Jesus Christ has to be real in our lives. We have to know what it stands for. The cross of Jesus Christ has come in between the believer and the world. Not only to save us, not only to cleanse and wash us, but the cross of Jesus Christ has come so we can get the picture that, hey, it is no longer I who liveth, but it is Christ who lives in me and is working through my life. That's why Jesus in Matthew 16:24-26 said, then Jesus said unto his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, follow me. For whosoever desires to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? How much is your soul valued? What is it worth to you? You see, eternity. One day, we'll all be in eternity. And then the second picture that really sticks to my mind is in the Old Testament. In the book of Genesis chapter 22. If you have for a moment, turn there. Genesis chapter 22. One of the greatest pictures of submission. Fully surrendering to God. There's a guy by the name of Abraham that not only has been waiting for the promise of God the Father to give him a child. And Abraham actually helped God out, and they had Hagar, his maiden, that he actually laid with, and she had a child by him, and they named him Ishmael, a type of the flesh. And then God came when he was over 100 years old and his wife was 90 years old and said, no, that's not the son of promise. I'm going to give you a child from your own wife. You're going to have a child, Abraham. And of course, Isaac was born. The type of the Holy Spirit, the type of the Son, Jesus Christ. You see? And now, when Abraham has his son of his heir to the throne, now Isaac is 32, 33 years old, and his life is very, very good to Abraham, and God is blessing him, and he's prospering. The Lord comes one night to him and says, Abraham, why don't you get up in the morning and go 3-day journey to Mount Moriah and take Isaac, your son, not Ishmael, take Isaac, your son, your only son, and I want you to take him and kill him for me. Imagine that. First time in the Bible where God is asking for a human sacrifice. The only place in the Bible. You got to give him up, Abraham, to me. What are you going to do when God comes to you and he's not going to ask for your firstborn? But what are you going to do when God comes to you and asks you to kill something in your life that he wants you to put on the altar? To sacrifice it, to surrender. Because God wants to deal with you. Because God wants to use you. Read the story. Here it is. Verse 1. And now it came after these things that God tested Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, he said, here am I. And he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering and one in the mountains which I will show you. This is before the law was given. This is before Moses, before Sinai. God is asking for a burnt offering. What is that? It's a sacrifice of what? Again, consecration. Romans 12, 1 and 2, our text. Consecration of my life to God. Placing myself on the altar. Body, soul, and spirit. My ears, my hands, my feet, my mouth, my eyes, my brain. My whole life before him. And Abraham, verse 3. Got up early in the morning, saddled the donkeys, took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and he split the wood and burnt offering and rose and went to the place which God had told him. Notice his obedience to God. Didn't even tell his wife. Just did it. God's first, you see. Verse 4. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. How do you think he felt 3 days later when he saw Mount Moriah, knowing that in a few hours his son would be dead? He knew. This is my son. My only son. Verse 5. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. Notice that Abraham speaks words of faith. He says, me and the lad are going, but we will come back. Why? Because Abraham was in full surrender, submission to God, and he knew that even if he killed his son, God would raise him from the dead. That's how much he believed in God. Beautiful picture of God the Father, Abraham, Isaac, God the Son, his servant that is in chapter 24, Eliezer, is a type of the Holy Spirit. And it's interesting here that Abraham is in full submission to his God. And he moves and takes action. And then check this out, verse 6. And so Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son, a beautiful picture of the cross on top of the son, Jesus Christ, the wood. And he took the fire in his hand, the knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham on his way after to his father, saying, hey, my father. He said, yes, my son, what do you want? He says, look, the fire, the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Hey, Isaac is 33 years old. He's not a baby. He can kill his dad. But what does Isaac do? Isaac submits to the father. Where's the lamb? There's no sacrifice. Oh, I get it, Father. I'm going to be the sacrifice. Verse 8, the most beautiful words of all. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide, not the word for, they added that, the translation in the New King James, you should just put a mark next to that. It should read like this, my son, God will provide himself, the lamb, for a burnt offering. And the two of them went together. What's that? 1900 years later, in the same place, Jesus Christ would be dying on the cross as the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Beautiful picture of submission, surrender, words of faith being spoken, but a man that is in obedience, complete surrender in obedience to his master, Jesus Christ. And then notice the submission of the son in verse 9. He says, then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built there an altar, and there placed the wood in order, and notice, and he bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Can you imagine? He's laying down on the wood. Isaac is stronger than his dad. He can overtake him. And what a beautiful picture of the son submitting to the father and laying himself on top of the altar, even as Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2 makes a proclamation to you and I. And once God saw that, and once God sees your submission to him, listen to what he said to Abraham. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. He said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, for me. Notice that. God sees, God hears, God speaks. He knows who you are. He knows where you're at.
If you've never fully surrendered your heart to Christ, we hope you'll consider what you've heard today and make this truly life-changing decision. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. If you'd like to hear today's lesson again, we'll send you a complete CD copy for a gift of $5 or more. Just call 800-634-9165 and ask for Raul's teaching titled A Fully Surrendered Life. And this program, as well as others, can be downloaded as podcasts using Spotify or iTunes. We'd also like to offer you a helpful MP3 collection of messages from Raul titled The Best of 2020. It's a 10-lesson series that features today's program as well as 9 others that provide biblical guidance for keeping the Lord at the center of all of your goals and priorities. You'll find strengthening support in every message with practical guidance for your home life as well as insights to help you honor God as an end-times believer. Act now to purchase Raul's Best of 2020 compilation of 10 messages on MP3. To order, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165, and we'll send you this resource for a gift of $10 or more. Our phone number once again is 800-634-9165. To order by writing us, our mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, Post Office Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Once again, that's Somebody Loves You Radio, Post Office Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. We love to connect with you every day, and we invite you to like us on Instagram or friend us on Facebook. We also encourage you to access all of our free Somebody Loves You resources. Join Raul on YouTube for Straight Talk every Tuesday at noon West Coast time. It's a Q&A web program that investigates current world events through the lens of the Bible. You won't want to miss out on it. And our free phone app featuring new ways to hear Raul is easily downloadable on your iPhone or Android. Well, as we continually look for new ways to help you experience God's wisdom and hope through the message of His Word, your feedback is very helpful to us. And when you contact us for any reason, let us know how we can pray for you. And if you appreciate what you've heard today, then consider a contribution to Somebody Loves You Radio. Every gift is tax deductible, and your generous donations help keep us on the air. Be sure and join us next time for biblical truth that will breathe new life into your mind and heart as you meditate on God's perfect goodness. Here's Roll now once again with the closing comment.
You know what's so beautiful about this? Is that once God spoke to Abraham not to kill his son, guess what happened? Right next door to him was a ram caught in the thickets where actually God provided the sacrifice for his son and they killed the ram. God is so good. And I wonder if many of us here today are wanting and willing to submit and to put our children on the altar and our grandchildren and great-grandchildren and to put yourself and your whole family on the altar of God and be submissive and be obedient to whatever He may call you to do in this life. That's what God desires. That's what full surrendering to God is this morning.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.